Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, February 18th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, a new report from the Washington Post says that Apple Store employees at several retail locations in the United States are planning to unionize. The report says that groups at two stores are reportedly preparing paperwork to soon be filed with the National Labor Relations Board, and about six other locations are in earlier stages of planning. According to the report, the main source of issue with Apple retail store employees is wages. Apple pays retail employees in the range of $17 to $30 per hour, depending on the role and seniority. But workers say that these wages have not kept up with inflation, which means they are making less every year. Efforts to unionize within Apple stores have reportedly accelerated recently, thanks to the successful union work at more than 90 Starbucks locations in the U.S. The operations are largely happening in secret in case of retaliation for management, but the report does note that managers at one Apple Store location have already started discussing how unions will hurt the employees' working conditions. The hourly pay offered at Apple stores is generally in line with the pay of other retail jobs, but of course Apple is one of the largest and most profitable companies in the world, and these workers think that the company should share more of this success. In addition to the issues with wages, Apple retail employees also say that opportunities for promotions into the corporate side of the company are few and far between. In some instances, employees say that Apple promises promotions to management or corporate, but that these oftentimes fail to materialize. But while it's interesting and notable that Apple Store employees are beginning the process of unionizing, there's still a long way to go, especially when you consider that these talks are happening at just eight locations, and Apple operates hundreds of stores in the U.S. alone. In other news today, Snapchat has announced a new real-time location sharing feature, which is similar to the live location sharing feature of Apple's Find My network. This is an expansion of Snapchat's incredibly popular Snap Map feature that launched back in 2017 and is now apparently used by more than 250 million Snapchat users every month. The new Snapchat Live location feature is described as a way to share your precise location with trusted friends and family. In the past, the Snap Map feature has only showed approximate location, and that location information only updates when the Snapchat user opens the app, not in the background. Snapchat has implemented a handful of privacy features to protect users with this new live location feature. First off, it's not meant to be enabled on a 24/7 basis. Instead, the company says that you can enable live location sharing for as short of a time period as 15 minutes or as long as 8 hours. The feature is disabled by default, and users can also pause location sharing without sending a notification to the other person. There is also no option to share live location with all of your Snapchat friends, and instead it must be enabled on a friend-by-friend basis. This is a notable new feature for Snapchat, even if it's somewhat limited in scope due to the potential privacy protections and concerns. This also comes after Apple added a new real-time live location feature to the Find My network with iOS 15, which enables live location sharing between friends and family members in the Find My app on all Apple devices. You can try out Snapchat's new live location feature starting today by updating to the latest version of the application from the App Store. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
Heading into President's Day weekend, all of today's best deals are now up for the taking and headlined as Best Buy is launching a new four-day sale, discounting a selection of Apple's latest Macs, HomePod mini bundles, and much more. You'll enjoy free shipping on just about everything. Amazon is also getting in on the savings to match many of the discounts as well. While we've been seeing plenty of price cuts as of late on Apple's 14-inch M1 Pro MacBook Pro, the larger 16-inch offering has not been privy to the same price cuts. Until today, that is. Right now, you can score the 16-inch M1 Pro MacBook Pro 512GB model at $2,299. That's $200 off the usual $2,499 price tag and a new all-time low. completely refreshed to go alongside the new chip. Refinements carry over to just about every other aspect of the new release. You're looking at a new 16-inch Liquid Retina XDR display with 1600 nits of peak brightness that headlines the package alongside the latest from Apple Silicon. Continuing the President's Day weekend action, Satachi is now launching a new 20% off site-wide sale, discounting its entire selection of chargers, Mac accessories, and other gear for your Apple setup. Our topic this time around is the new 3-in-1 MagSafe charging stand at $96. Normally fetching $120, this is still one of the first notable price cuts at $24 off and has only been beaten by Black Friday. Sporting a 3-in-1 design, this charging station arrives with MagSafe as the centerpiece thanks to a 7.5-watt magnetic mount. That's then supplemented by an integrated Apple Watch charging dock as well as 5-watt Qi pad underneath for refueling AirPods and the like. Wrapping things up, we're seeing the Philips Hue White & Color Ambience Bluetooth Smart Bulb down to $30 at Amazon. While you'd currently pay $45 elsewhere, today's offer matches the best price we've seen to date at 33% off. Perfect for getting started in the Philips Hue ecosystem or expanding a current setup, these bulbs are some of our favorites here at 9to5. On top of the usual Zigbee support for pairing with a hub in order to access HomeKit control, there's added Bluetooth for pairing directly to your smartphone, Echo speaker, and more. That's alongside color ambience illumination at the equivalent of 60 watts, and even HomeKit adaptive lighting support. You'll find all of today's other best deals over at 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news 24/7 on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.